There was a breeze in the moonlit forest. The shadows shifted and blended as the branches moved. A young woman raced between the trees, oblivious to the branches that tore at her hair and clothing. In her haste, her feet slipped on the leaves and decaying foliage, adding to her terrified flight. The slender girl whirled behind a tree and crouched low. Her large blue eyes darted back over her trail, searching the flickering shadows for her pursuer. Her breathing was ragged. Where was he? She tried to catch her breath so she could listen, but her heart was racing like a stampeding elk. Her breathing was so choppy that her whimpers escaped her throat in short, ragged bursts. She looked around the tree at the terrain she had just covered. Was that a movement back there? With a gasp, she darted back behind the tree and staggered into motion. She knew he was following. Goosebumps raced up her arms as she tore over the small rise, her heart pumping like a smithy's bellows. Something brushed her cheek. At first, the soft touch didn't register through the overwhelming terror of her flight, but it came again, this time with a voice. Erin, it's all right. You're safe for now. Erin, hear me. The light contact came again and abruptly broke through her mind. Startled out of the nightmare that had gripped her, she opened her eyes and with a shuddering breath looked up into the gentle eyes of the Merlin Falcon that was standing beside her head. Thank you, Keir. Her breath hitched as she spoke. She rose up on one elbow and reached up to touch the bird, but her hand quivered with the remaining adrenaline that still coursed through her blood. That was terrifying. The bird bobbed his head. The nightmare is understandable. The murder of your parents is bad enough, but there's also the fact that you have new abilities. Erin, you're sensing the dangerous person who is seeking you. I am sure of it, and that had to play into your dream. But that person isn't near. My kind have been watching. Rest. Dawn will arrive soon. There are some miles to go yet to get to Rhi. She will have some answers for you. Rest. You are safe for now. Erin's nod was a little shaky. She could feel the sweat from the nightmare drying on her skin. You're right. It was so real. It'll take me a few minutes to be clear of it so I can sleep. I'm sorry I woke you, Keir. She shook her head and her long hair slipped behind her shoulders. A few strands still clung to the sticky sweat on her face. Erin raised a hand that was steadier than it had been moments before and brushed the hair away from her forehead. I know Rhi will at least be able to advise me, because she's a wise woman, and right now I need all of the advice I can get. She looked off through the trees. I think we are no more than several hours away. Erin sighed, then sank back down and pulled her blanket around her. Thank you, my friend. You get more rest, too, she said with a smile. Keir made a small sound in the back of his throat before flying to a low branch above her. I may be gone when you wake, but I will not be far. Just keep going to Rhi's home. The next thing Erin knew, it was early morning. She quickly slipped her pack onto her shoulders, and after pausing to study if she had left any marks in the ground, she started off. Erin appreciated Keir's assurances that the Seeker wasn't near, but there was still a need of urgency, and she didn't want to linger. After a couple of hours, she paused at an old evergreen tree and studied the landmarks. Erin knew where she was. There was a glimmer of the river through the trees every once in a while, and the land swept down toward it. She had been careful in her journey, but since the nightmare she was more cautious, being careful to step where the ferns were deep or where the rocks emerged from the leafy forest debris. She wanted to lose the killer, not lead him to Rhi's home. A glimpse of willows and cottonwood trees at the base of the hill told her that the river was there, and at its bend was Rhi's cabin.